Thanks for tuning in to another episode of Dave Smith Absurd Comedy, where you can count on absolute absurdity and random randomness. All right, let's get into it.
All right, so I got a good joke I made up the other day. So yeah. I've got to do it as Donald Trump, right? It's Donald Trump, tremendous, tremendous ex-president. I'm on a smoothie kick lately, tremendous smoothies, trying to get healthy, making wonderful smoothies every morning. I take 3 bacon cheeseburgers, I throw them in the blender each and every day, fantastic smoothie. Bring it to work with me. I feel tremendous.
Nice, Donald,
Pete,
nice.
And repeat, we're on a boat. Pete fell off. Who was left?
Repeat.
Hey, could you repeat that? I ain't sure. Could you repeat that?
Can you say that again? I tell you what.
Yeah, I ain't rightly sure where you're going with that, but could you come again?
Yeah. Can I get a mic check on that repeat?
Yeah. I need a mic check. I need a repeat on aisle 5, please.
Repeat.
Can I get a repeat?
All right. So I was walking to the park earlier today, you know, with my mask on.
And your pants on, too, I hope.
You know, walking through the park, spreading diseases, because I have multiple. And I saw his grandma. So I was like, hey, granny, get off the sidewalk. So I got her cane, and I broke her legs, ran from
good
the scene.
And
yeah, we'll see if the police contact me some days.
Well, you know, good for you for getting her first, because I did a public service announcement about this 2 weeks ago, and you can't trust these senior citizens. You know, they go, you know, you might see one, but this happened to me. So, you know, I'm just minding my own business, crossing the street. This chick comes out of nowhere with her walker and just takes me out. So, you know, I got up and I started kicking her, took the walker and threw that into oncoming traffic and ran for my dear life. So now I carry pepper spray with me because you never know. I mean, these seniors are everywhere. So, you know, don't leave home without some pepper spray and don't trust them. You know, they seem unsuspecting and, you know, no, they're just trying to gain your confidence so they can get you.
Although slow and dangerous behind the wheel, you old people really still serve a purpose. Well, thanks. And she takes off with all of his stuff.
Yeah. Although slow and dangerous behind the wheel.
Oh, man. Little old lady. Little old lady.
Oh, man. Shit. Friday is another one.
With Ice Cube.
Yep. The first one. That's just such a brilliant movie. Like,
yep, it really is.
It's one of those movies you can relate everything back to it. Every life situation can have a Friday parable.
Yeah. How are you going to get fired on your day off?
How you get fired on your motherfucking day off, man?
Oh, man. That is one of the all-time greats. I love the, come in here, boy. Oh, man, I ain't smelling your shit. Just giving it the old... Yep. Man, I've been smelling your shit for 25 years. You can smell mine for 5 minutes.
And he's just like, oh, dad. And dad's like spraying the air freshener. So it's like a
now, don't nobody go in the airport.
Dookie, a hand air freshener. Like, wow.
Comes out, he's like, now don't nobody go in there for 35 to 45 minutes. Now you hear me?
Yeah, exactly. Don't nobody go in there for 45 minutes.
Oh,
let that shit settle. All day long with my foot up a dog's ass. It's my pleasure.
My grandmommy bought me that chain. Oh, Miss Pearly? Miss Pearly.
Oh, Miss Pearly.
I love the...
Blacker the berry, the sweeter the juice. Oh, I knocked the... Blast off of that pussy.
Because I whip pussy. Read my lips. You ain't no player.
You got knocked the fuck out, man.
Hey, yo. Smokey back in taking a shit.
Hey, yo, man. Look at this. Smokey back over here taking a shit.
Oh, you gotta love that.
You do it, Smokey!
I wash a cup for $5.
I slipped and hurt my back and my neck and my neck and my back, but we can settle out of court right near for $50.
Yeah. You know what? That's exactly how Australians see Americans. They will fucking sue you for anything.
Oh, it's true, dude. I swear to God, it's true.
It's so true. It's strange, but you know, that's just how it is these days. You hurt yourself and you can sue them for anything. Fucking crazy. Oh, yeah.
Some idiot spilled a super hot, they put like a super hot McDonald's coffee between their legs while they're driving. And then they like spilled it and got like second degree burns all over their crotch. And they sued McDonald's.
No.
Yeah.
You're kidding.
It's like, how can you sue somebody for being born with a lack of intelligence?
There would be a lot of lawsuits.
That one's on you. That one's on you. Maybe your mom shouldn't have dropped you on your head for the 42nd time. Shouldn't have been drinking while she was pregnant with you. You know, dad shouldn't have been punching her in the stomach while she was pregnant. I don't know.
I mean, all logical reasons of, you know, why they shouldn't be alive.
I'm just trying to help. Just trying to help.
Yeah, so you're doing a public service right there. That's exactly right. See, this is a problem. People are idiots.
Yeah. You can't fix stupid, man.
You can't. You know what?
You can't fix stupid.
You can't fix stupid. No, I'm saying. You know, the thing about common sense is it's not very common at all.
It's not so fucking common, right?
Not at all.
So damn true. So damn true. If it's... Why do they call it common sense if it's so hard to find?
All right, I'm gonna hit this bubble. We've got a lineup in here.
No, let's get the door here.
I'm done with the sandwich.
Do you need the Heimlich maneuver now?
Oh wow!
Hey Johnny, I think he needs a Heimlich.
That was a pretty good chunder sound. I'll tell you what,
sounded like he was trying to get a second go round on that sandwich he had for lunch.
He was saying, oh god damn it, I'm still hungry, but I ain't got no monies to buy me a new sandwich, so I'm gonna just chunder this one up and I'm gonna get it back in my gob.
Chunder. Why that cheesesteak I had for supper was so delicious, I'm just gonna chew it up again, get a little taste.
That's what we call a twofer. I call that a two for one kind of deal. You know, I get to eat it twice, but only pay for it once.
I make sure not to chew so much the first time. Then I got some more to work with second time around.
I may not chew as quick because it's a little bit soft and squishy second time around.
That's right. You don't want to let it sit and marinate in the stomach juice for too long.
It depends on what I ate earlier, but I ate a butter chicken and that was not fun.
Oh, I reckon. That's going to hurt coming out tomorrow, whole butter chicken.
I'll get me some of that ring sting shit.
The ring sting. Woo-wee!
I'll tell you what, my asshole turns into Johnny Cash because it's the fucking burning ring of fire.
That's right. Every time I gets me a burrito, I start singing me some Johnny Cash. Going down, down, down to wipe my burning ring of fire.
That brings me back to Friday again. Hot sauce and my burrito. Oh, man.
Saved by the door.
Hey, Lois, I've got a bunch of sloppy joes over here. What should I do? Oh, Lois is dead. I forgot. Sorry.
Hey, giggity goo. Hey, I got Lois in my trunk. Sorry about that, man. Yeah.
Going back to what our other friend was saying.
Say, Chris, how you doing? Tell you what, it's mighty hot out here. Why don't you take off your shirt?
Oh, that's so creepy.
Oh my god, that's so creepy. Oh
my god.
What a character, though. Herbert the pervert. There was clearly no care for political correctness there, and I fucking love it. Like, you've got the creepy old guy that wears his robe. I mean, what neighborhood doesn't have one of those guys? And of course, they make him a pervert. They literally called him Herbert the pervert. Brilliant. It's
and his nephew or his cousin Prince Albert.
Yes. Oh man, that show just doesn't stop giving the goods, does it?
Nope.
Nope, not at all.
I'll tell you.
Sounds like we've got a real talent in the room right now.
Got us that one of them there verifiable riders up in here. You know them. You know, what more to say?
Man, he's gonna be good there, man. He's gonna be a top seller. He's gonna be New York Times. You know what I'm saying?
He one of them fellers done plays around with the words and whatnot. You know, mixing them up, matching the words, playing with them, putting them together and stuff, and making stuff with the words.
Yeah, yeah. What he said.
One of them there writer fellers. My friend thinks he is smart. So I told him to smell my fart.
I just made that one up.
Oh, giggity, giggity, goo. Skeet, skeet.
And if it smelt, that means you're healthy. Remember that one. That's from Uncle Ozzy Dad.
That's right. And if you the first one to smelt it, then you might have dealt it.
And if you denied it, you must have supplied it.
Oh, that's right. That's right. Careful who's sitting with cheese cutter.
Why do hamburgers go to the gym to get better buns?
Woo!
Oh, that's good.
That's a good one.
I love how every single T-Dog message, it's a silence, it's a silence, it's a silence, and then a...
Wait for it.
Yeah, right. I like that. I like that.
You're developing a whole shtick, T-Dog.
Yeah, like you can't just change that.
I can already see you walking out on stage, and then there's just nothing, right? You're like, wait for it.
And then boom.
And then bam, he drops it. Booyah.
Well, you see here, if you guys need another propane tank, I can always supply you with extras. And don't worry about the cocaine. That's all in the basement.
Well, thank you there, Hank, because, you know, you got the propane and I got the cocaine. That's all we need, boy. We're going to have ourselves one hell of a barbecue, one hell of a party. Bring my friend Jeffrey Epstein, too. He ain't dead. He's just hiding out.
I sell propane and propane accessories. As soon as you hear that deep South accent, I just think of that show, King of the Hill.
Yeah.
Goddamn, totally. You know, goddamn fucking damn Boomhauer.
Like, he's a tough one to do, man.
He really is. Do you ever wonder if he was, like, you know, Mike Judge, the voice, was he actually saying any words there, or is he just like, yeah, it would be. They'd be running a few more repeats, I guess.
Pete and who?
And repeat. That one's going to stick with me for a long-ass time, I tell you what.
That's right. That one's going to keep repeating.
That's the man that's outstanding on the Mason-Dixon line.
Hey, don't be standing on my Dixon line, okay? If there's one thing that's offensive to me is when somebody is standing on my Dixon. I don't stand on your Dixon, and I don't appreciate you standing on my Dixon. Now that we got that out of the way, we can be friends.
You definitely don't want to stand on someone's Dixon because that's just offensive.
And painful. It can be slightly painful, too.
Well, not if you're the one standing on the Dixon, and that's not painful.
That's true, but you got to be empathetic of the Dixon E.
The Dixon E!
See, you as the Dixoner ain't feeling no pain, but the Dixon E It's a whole world of hurt, son. That's a whole world of hurt.
I was literally just racking my brain thinking, what would the person... I couldn't think of the word of Dixon her. Oh, man. You got me on that one. Especially being the Dixon E. Which one would you prefer to be, the Dixon E or the Dixon her?
I always prefer to be the Dixon her, personally.
Yeah, because that shit speaking, don't hurt.
That shit don't hurt. You can do it all day long.
Some people like being the Dixoner and Dixon-y. It just don't matter to some people. Some people like pain. Some people like propane. And to some other people, they like cocaine. Yeah, you know what I was going for.
We ain't here to discriminate. We ain't here to discriminate. We love them all. And you know what? I like them all at the same time. Off of a hooker's ass, boy. Yeah. Yeah, boy.
Is that a Bill Clinton impression or a Southern impression?
Well, that's Bill Clinton up in here doing some cocaine and diddling little ass. That's right. Mm. You got a question for the perverted ex-president of the United States of America?
Well, he did not have sexual relations with that woman, so you know what I'm saying. That's fine.
I don't call sticking my cigar up inside of a woman having sexual relations. I just call that marinating my cigar.
Marinating my cigar, yes.
Makes it a little more tasty, you know what I mean? Have a little bit of that vagina sauce up on there.
Oh, yeah, that'll do it. That'll make a lot more men want to buy my cigars.
It does it for me every time, I tell you what.
Oh, Bill. You wonder why no one voted for Hillary.
I was talking with this flat earther the other day. He seemed to think the earth is flatter than my wife Hillary's titties.
That must have been Kyrie Irving, because he's a flat earther, and he just has no idea what the hell is going on in this world.
Well, you know, I told him I wasn't so sure about the earth, but trust me, I'm no flat. Them titties flatter than flat. Make a pancake look like a mountain.
Oh, man.
Aussie Dad, your New York accent sounds like John Wayne.
Oh, is that... I don't even think that's a compliment. That's not a compliment,
boy,
is it?
I've got a right mind to diddle you for that compliment there, senorita.
How dare she? How dare she speak to me while I am? Goddamn John Wayne.
John Wayne.
Yeah, it's got to be John Wayne.
John, did you say John Wayne?
Did she say John Wayne's World? Wayne's World. Party time. Excellent. She's a babe. If you were a president, she'd be Babraham Lincoln.
Babelicious. Babraham Lincoln, brah.
Hey, have you guys ever talked about the Nappy Dugout? That's kind of an interesting subject, too.
Hey, Bobby, quit playing with your brown eye.
Stop touching your freckle there, young man.
What are you doing, Bobby? What in Lord's name are you doing there, son?
Bobby, get away from that freckle. You should be playing with propane and propane accessories.
Where'd you find my gaper, Bobby?
Don't you love how he makes a little cameo in Beavis and Butthead to America? Getting out of my caravan who's jacking off or whacking and they're caravanning.
Oh, man.
Yeah, coming, fine. Make fun of fucking New Yorkers. We're okay with it.
Hey, I'm fucking talking here, Johnny.
I'm talking here.
Freaking hell, these fucking New Yorkers. They don't know what they're talking about. Some of them. I mean, you call yourself a New Yorker, and then you go ahead and you fucking move to Vegas. Who the fuck do you think you are, Johnny?
That's right. When was the last time you had a fucking foot long?
Huh? Don't ask my wife that question. I don't want to know.
That's right. That's right. Yeah. Oh, she said give me 12 inches and make it height. So I fucked it twice and smacked her on the ass. Oh, baby. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
You know, I was literally just about to say the exact same thing. Oh, man. I think the Aussie version is she told me to give her 12 inches and make her bleed, so I fucked her 3 times and punched her in the nose.
Oh, Jesus Christ. That's even gnarlier. Oh, shit. Donkey God punch. Whoops. Hey, God sorry
damn
about the
Australians.
Forehead.
Australians.
Donkey punch. Whoops. Sorry about the forehead, honey.
You gotta move.
Yeah, we keep getting complaints for the neighbors. You know, my wife, she loves the donkey punch, but I think it's going to force us to be evicted. Oh.
I got to stop fucking doing this. But
stop
I like
doing it.
But I like it too much.
It's so fucking good. It's kind of like when you take your penis and you put it up on the workbench there and you smack it with a ball-peen hammer right in the head like, oh boy, it hurts so good. It wakes you up better than coffee. You know what I'm saying?
Oh. I know what you're fucking saying. That's the best kind of wake-up method I like.
You know, and then after a month or two of doing that, you know, it's addictive and you build up a tolerance, right? So then you got to knock it up a notch, right? So what I start doing then, I start taking a little finish nail, right? And I just put it right through the head, just whack, and I just nail the head of my dick to the workbench there. So then I just got to pry it back up, pop that nail out, and then plug both ends of the hole so it does, to stop the bleeding. So I just pinch it a little bit, stops the bleeding right away within 20 to 30 seconds.
Only 20 to 30 seconds, that ain't too bad.
I find it incredibly stimulating. Hey, what is she, bonkers and yonkers over there? What are you, bonkers and yonkers, huh?
The laughs ain't gonna stop coming, I tell you what.
Oh, heavens to Murgatroyd, no. We're talking at ourselves.
Georgie Porgy, puddin' and pie, sun alone into her eye. When that eye was dry and shut, Georgie, fuck that wide slut. Oh,
forget about it.
Forget about it, Louie. Forget about it. Skate, skate. Skate, skate. Hey, man.
Skate, skate, skate.
I have gathered here today, my congregation, to talk to you about the power of the pussy.
The almighty power
of the pussy. Can I get a skate, skate?
Now oh yeah! Can you dig it? Get that macho man right up in you.
Okay, so I got one impression, and she just did my, and I just created it just now. And it was inspired by May the Poet. It's Randy Savage getting pegged by his girlfriend.
Oh yeah!
Take that sucker! Ooh, yeah. Oh, senoritas, going
si.
With the Mexican jokes. Uh-huh.
Si, frijoles, marijuanes. Si.
Si, señor. Muchas gracias.
Muy frijito. Es muy frijito, si. Hey.
Chef, this is the old lady you knocked down in the park. Now, you know, I'm looking for your ass. When I do find you, I do find you. Payback is a mother.
Who's he paying back, and why is he paying back somebody's mother?
Quit talking about my mother already. I don't know what she's got to pay you, but I'll pay you. Just leave my mother out of this, would you please, already?
She's a saint, I tell you. She's a fucking saint. My mother.
She might not be a saint. I mean, she's a toothless prostitute that gives a great gumma, but, you know, she wouldn't hurt a fly.
How do you know she wouldn't hurt a fly? She hurt the last three bastards that tried to sting her out of some money.
Well, you know, I mean, she wouldn't hide a fly because she could barely get one. You know, she could barely kill one with those. No, she ain't got no teeth.
Lucky for good old Chomper here.
Be like, I brought you some leftovers.
Yes,
honey.
I'm gonna need my damn walker back too. I'm gonna need my damn walker back. I paid good money for that damn walker.
Pay back some mother.
You bet. She got to get her goddamn walker back. She sounded like she getting a little frilly around the britches.
Yeah, she's getting all frisky. Oh, look out.
That's right. Like I see a steamy brisket.
Well, now you start telling me what I need to have. I got my ass whooped in the park. I should have had the pepper spray and all that ahead of time. Lord have mercy.
Lord have mercy on my soul. Lord be.
Oh, shit. Yeah, let's smash through these.
Hope you're not referring to me as Dumb and Dumber, because I've seen that movie. Them some two dumbasses just dumb. And I guess you're referring to me. Well, I see where this is going. I'm swiping.
Oh, no. We lost another one. Oh, because he thought he was Dumb and Dumber. Which one did you think he was, dumb or dumber?
I thought he was the dumbest.
Oh, wow, he wasn't even dumber. He was dumbest.
I'm back again. I see I have a lot of humor on the city wall. Old woman get her ass whooped. That's amazing, y'all laughing like that when old women get knocked down in the park. It's amazing, you young people.
You know what? It's like.
Hi, mate. It's not Paddy Cripps here. Can you give me your best Indian accent? Thank you.
Yes, Mr. Fatty Crips, I do not do the Indian accent so very good, but have a little bit of an Indian accent that I can bust out for you, yes. Thank you very much, Mr. Fatty Crips. Mr.
Yes.
Fatty, do you have a friend, Mr. Fatty Bloods?
Well, actually, you see, I had the vindaloo the other night, and it was very, very delicious. Hey, I trusted I had the Johnny Cash rings thing the next day. You would think I am used to it by now. But anyways, which telecommunication provider are you with these days? I would like to make sure your bill is a little bit cheaper. So thank you very much. And if you have to get there, just go via the freeway, okay? No worries. Thank you very much.
Hello, this is Johnny with the tech support. I am speaking to you from New Jersey. How may I help you this afternoon?
it's always with the tech support. Hello, this is Rakesh from tech support.
They're always like, hi, this is Johnny. I'm like, dude, what's your real name? They're like, oh, my name is Johnny. I'm like, dude, your name's not Johnny. It's like Rajneesh or something. What's your real name? He's like, oh, but it is true. My name is Johnny.
They've always got like an English name. I love it.
How to you what, boy? You ain't got no place around here.
Yeah, that chick made like $3.4 million off that coffee deal. Jesus. All that for being stupid. Your poontang's on fire, Grandma. You burned your poontang real good, Grandma.
Well, how much do you think Kim Kardashian made off a sex tape?
Yeah, exactly.
Well, you know, that's a whole nother story, that one.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
She's made a life and a career out of it.
She's like a sexual circus freak.
And now she's no longer with Kanye. I mean, that's just Kanye-able.
And I just wonder what it sounds like when she sits down, like... like sitting on 15 water balloons.
Yes.
Right?
Oh, wow.
Pop, pop, pop.
And the rate I'm going, when it come out the next day, you gotta have a third meal.
Oh, she talking about carrying the brisket all up betwixt the cheeks, I do believe.
How's she gonna carry the brisket? She got one of them Kim K asses. She gonna carry that brisket all up in her ass.
All up inside it. She heating it while she carrying it. She doing the cooking too.
she gonna carry that brisket around for a good old 24 hours, and then they're gonna be calling it slow cook ass beef.
That's right. She putting a simmer on it as we speak.
Oh no, you did it, you dirty dog, you Dave. why does this give me nightmares about last night?
Yeah, exactly.
Oh God.
Yeah, why am I thinking about my childhood now? Damn it. Why you got to bring up old shit?
Yeah. People don't forget.
Blue iron is so goddamn loose, you could drive a tractor trailer in there and park it for the night.
A tractor trailer?
That girl. She's had more men in her pants than Calvin goddamn Klein.
I'll tell you what, I tried to bang her and it was like a hot dog in a hallway. All I felt was air coming out towards me going whoosh.
She's so wet, I could hear the waves crashing in her vagina. That's how wet she was.
That's right. Reminds me of the New England shore with the clam chowder and whatnot.
It's clam chowder. Say it right, Frenchie. Chowder.
Hey, I can smell the chowder from here. Hey.
Right, I'm so confused. What the fuck?
Well, you're welcome.
Well, don't be confused. It's just a couple of guys just talking. We may be from anywhere around the world. But I tell you what, we ain't from your parts of the country.
I'll tell you what, pretty little thing, you ain't got to be confused because you just don't know who you're talking to. And I don't reckon I know either, because that's one of the wonderful things about the schizophrenia and having the ADD is that you don't know who you're going to be from one moment to the next, son. You see what I'm saying?
Oh, wow, you went straight back into the air. Oh, yeah, the Macho Man Randy Savage.
Oh, yeah. Oh, 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 that hurt, you little gentle boy. Gentle. Oh, oh.
You gonna take that dick? I'm gonna get it all up in your badge with my dick.
With my dick. That's right, up in your vagina. I'm gonna put my panini up in your vagina.
Stick it straight in your orifice, you know what I'm saying, in your vaginal cavity.
I'm gonna be up there tapping on the cervix like a bear knocking on the cave door saying, let me in.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, and I watched a troll down the street, and I stole a person at groceries, and I said, hey, thanks.
Well, he turned her into a vegetable if he kicked her down the street. I mean, that's just a smart thing. He actually kind of helped her with being a vegetable.
I mean, you know, I never had such a great afternoon after going to church. It was fantastic.
It's one of my favorite pastimes, kicking grannies.
That's right. You go to brunch with all the hypocrites from the your local church, and then you go granny kicking.
Yeah, I mean, that's just what you all do. That's how we do it around here.
Soiling my drawers and kicking crannies.
Oh, shit.
All right, that does it for this episode. Until next time, please do drop a follow. If you're on Apple Podcasts, you can give a rating. If you're digging what I'm doing, picking up what I'm throwing down, please share on social media. Check out my two YouTube channels, Dave Smith Absurd Comedy and The Real Kings and Queen of Comedy. Until next time, keep smiling.